perception having lots of fun. That enlightened one, whose victory is irreversible, and whose sphere ends, by what track will you lead him astray? The trackless one. That enlightened one, in whom there is not that ensnaring, entangled craving to lead anywhere in conditioned existence, and whose sphere is endless. By what track will you lead him astray? The trackless one. Those wise ones who are intent on higher states of consciousness and who delight in the calm of renunciation, even the gods love them, those thoroughly enlightened and mindful ones. Difficult is the attainment of the human state. Difficult is the life of mortals. Difficult is the hearing of the real truth. Difficult is the appearance of the enlightened ones. The not doing anything evil, undertaking to do what is wholesome, and complete purification of the mind, this is the audience of the Buddhas. Patient endurance is the highest form of asceticism. Nirvana is the highest, say the enlightened ones. No true goer forth is he who injures another, nor is he a kappa who persecutes others. Not to seek evil, not to injure, to exercise restraint through the observance of the monastic obligations, to be moderate in diet, to live remote from worldly affairs, and to occupy oneself with higher mental states. This is the audience of the Buddhas. Not even in a shower of money is satisfaction of desires to be found. Worldly pleasures are of little relish, indeed painful. Thus understanding, the spiritually mature person takes no delight even in heavenly pleasures. The disciple of the perfectly enlightened one takes delight only in the destruction of craving. Many people, out of fear, flee for refuge to sacred hills, woods, groves, trees and shrines. In reality, this is not a safe refuge. In reality, this is not the best refuge. Fleeing to such a refuge, one is not released from all suffering. He who goes for refuge to the enlightened one, to the truth, and to the spiritual community, who sees with perfect wisdom the four Aryan truths, namely suffering, the origin of suffering, the passing beyond suffering, and the Aryan eight-membered way leading to the pacification of suffering. For him, this is a safe refuge. For him, this is the best refuge. Going to such a refuge, one is released all suffering. Hard to come by is the ideal man. He is not born everywhere. Where such a one is born, that family grows happy. Happy is the appearance of the enlightened ones. Happy is the teaching of the real truth. Happy is the unity of the spiritual community. Happy is the spiritual effort of the united. He who reverences those worthy of reverence, whether enlightened ones or their disciples, men who have transcended illusion and passed beyond grief and lamentation, he who reverences those who are of such a nature, who moreover are at peace and without cause for fear. His note is not erected.